Good morning. Today we're in Romans chapter 4, verses 1 through 12, where using the example of Abraham, Paul describes how we are accepted as righteous by God. So let's get right into it. What shall we say then of Abraham, the father of our race? What was his experience? If he was put right with God by the things he did, he would have something to boast about, but not in God's sight. The scripture says Abraham believed God, and because of his faith, God accepted him as righteous. A person who works is paid wages, but they are not regarded as a gift. They are something that has been earned. But those who depend on faith, not deeds, and who believe in the God who declares the guilty to be innocent, it is this faith that God takes into account in order to put them right with himself. This is what David meant when he spoke of the happiness of the person whom God accepts as righteous, apart from anything that person does. And David writes, "Happy are those whose wrongs are forgiven, whose sins are pardoned. Happy is the person whose sins the Lord will not keep account of." Does this happiness that David spoke of belong only to those who are circumcised? No, indeed, it belongs also to those who are not circumcised. For we have quoted the scripture, Abraham believed God, and because of his faith, God accepted him as righteous. When did this take place? Was it before or after Abraham was circumcised? It was before, not after. He was circumcised later, and his circumcision was a sign to show that because of his faith, God had accepted him as righteous before he had been circumcised. And so Abraham is the spiritual father of all who believe in God and are accepted as righteous by him, even though they are not circumcised. He is also the father of those who are circumcised, that is, of those who, in addition to being circumcised, also live the same life of faith that our father Abraham lived before he was circumcised. All right, today's key verse is Romans 4:5 that says, those who depend on faith, not on deeds, and who believe in the God who declares the guilty to be innocent, it is this faith that God takes into account in order to put them right with himself. So think about this. God likens our faith and the way that our faith takes away our sin, or our sin is taken away because of our faith, the same way that Abraham's faith was counted unto him as righteousness. It wasn't works of righteousness that Abraham did. Abraham believed God. Abraham had faith in God. And because of that, God made Abraham right with himself. In the same way, because we have faith in Jesus Christ, then God makes us right with himself. Okay, let's go ahead and pray. Loving and merciful God, thank you for forgiving the wrongs I have done and for pardoning my sins. I rejoice that I have now been made right with you. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, God bless you all this day long. God bless you, your family, and all those that you love. And I look forward to seeing you next time. God bless.